To continue our discussion from yesterday, good morning. We're learning Chayadam Klayud Beis, Simon Beis, that he says that when a person puts on the tzitzis, he has to have in mind that Hashem commanded us, Lisatif Petzitzis. Now that would be the regular Kabbalah of Mitzvah Shvichas Kabbalah. I want to point out that many people have a minig to say, before they do a mitzvah, a paragraph, a Kabbalistic paragraph, which starts with the words L'shem Yichud. I'm not referring to that. That is a Kabbalistic Kabbalah beyond what we're saying. And the Kabbalah we're talking about is a very basic Kabbalah, just I'm doing it because it's Hashem's command. L'shem Mitzvah. The Orach HaShulchan says that the person has to have in mind two words. L'shem Mitzvah. I'm doing it because of Hashem's command. You don't even have to say which mitzvah, but as long as you think the Shem Mitzvah, you will fulfill the baseline Kabbalah of Mitzvah Shichas Kabbalah. The Chayadim adds, however, that over here you need a second point, Liz Kerkola Mitzvah Sob La Soysum, in order to remember all of Hashem's mitzvahs to do them. And this is because the Pasuk says that we wear tzitzis L'man Tizkru B'Sisem, in order that you should remember and do all of the mitzvahs. So the Torah adds this word L'ma'an. So we spoke about in regards to Sukkah that the three times the Torah talks about says the word L'ma'an. It says L'ma'an by Sitzes. It says L'ma'an by Sukkah. L'ma'an Yedudah Reseichem, in order that the generation should know. And it says L'ma'an by Tefillin. L'ma'an Tiyah Torah Hashem B'Ficha. You should wear Tefillin in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth, which we will see in Hilchos Tefillin. That's referring to specifically the parshiyos, which are contained in the lessons of the parshiyos, which are contained in the Tefillin. So three places the Torah adds this word L'man in order that. So now the question is this extra level of message or kavana, is that ma'akev beyond the basic kavana of L'shem Mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes on the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, no, as long as you have the Kavanah of L'shem Mitzvah, or according to the Chayadim, later on, you do an action and it's obvious why you're doing it, that's called L'shem Mitzvah, you would be fulfill your basic baseline Kavanah, and you will have fulfilled the Mitzvah B'di'evit. Not L'chadchila, but B'di'evit. However, the Bach, who is the one who points out this idea of this second level of kavana, is not clear what his what he holds in the B'di'evit, and the Bikur Yaakov and others learn, not like the Mishnah Berurah, that B'di'evit, this extra kavana is ma'akev. So according to the Bikur Yaakov, a person will put on tzitzis and think l'shem mitzvah, but not think in order to remember Hashem's mitzvahs and do them. A person would put on tefillin and not think about the lessons of the parshiyos of the tefillin of the achdus of Hashem, and that Hashem is the one who took it out of Mitzrayim and he has the power to do so, etc. A person would sit in a sukkah and not think that it reminds us that Hashem gave a canopy of protection over Klal Yisrael while we were in the Midbar. According to the Bikur Yaakov, you would not be able to do those mitzvahs. And it would be again the equivalent of wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. It would be the equivalent of eating outside of a sukkah. It would be the equivalent of not putting on tefillin that day. So even though the Mishnah Berurah passes the B'di'evit, you are Yotzei, it is obvious that we're dealing with such a significant issue. A person wants to be very careful, and we put on tzitzis, and we put on tefillin, and we sit in the sukkah, that we should have this second layer of kavanah beyond the regular rule of Mitzvah Tichas Kavana, in order to make sure that we're Yotz the Mitzvah according to everybody. So, one way to do this is when you put on tefillin, there's a paragraph, Hinei Mechavein, shortly after the Shem Yichud, about two lines in, it starts with Hinei Mechavein, Menachas Tefillin, and there it says, I'm having intent to fulfill Hashem's command, and to teach the lesson. It says the lessons which the Halacha delineates are required that we're supposed to learn from the tefillin. Before you put on tzitzis, there's a person can say that I'm putting on tzitzis in order to mantisgru v'asisem eskol mitzvah. That Hashem says that the tefillin we wear tzitzis in order that we should remember and do all of the mitzvahs. every time a person goes into a sukkah, a person can say the pasuk l'man yedo l'reisichem, and he will remind himself that that's why we sit in the sukkah, to be a reminder of Hashem's special canopy of protection which he gave Klal Yisrael while we were in the Midbar. So it's not clear from the Chayyadim whether he is paskeding b'diavad you're not yotzei, but he definitely points out l'chatkila, and everybody agrees that l'chatkila, a person must have in mind, beyond the concept of l'shem mitzvah, he has to have in mind, in order to remember and do all of Hashem's mitzvahs. Have a good day.